So most of us didn't vote. 70% of us roughly didn't bother voting in the local elections. It could be the worst turnout in 36 years. Worse in Auckland. Initial figures showing just over 23% voted. Nick Clark is Senior Fellow at the New Zealand Initiative with me this morning. Nick, good morning.
Good morning, Ryan.
Now, you're going to tell me that we need to make voting easier and we need better candidates and that will get us out voting. Do you think that's enough? Do you think we need to do more, like reform councils altogether?
I think my view on that is that if you look at the turnout stats around the country, probably the places that have the higher voter turnout tend to be the smaller councils, whereas in the received wisdom in New Zealand is that we need bigger is better and we need to consolidate and we need to do this, that and the other. But actually, it might be a bit of an out there solution, might be to make councils more local rather than less local. And in countries like Switzerland and the like, they have thousands of units of local government. It seems to work a lot better than ours.
Do they have the council laws in those countries? Do they have the same power as ours, the mayor, no veto vote? You know, we have a council mayor system rather than a mayor council system.
Yep. Yes. Well, a lot of the international experience is that strong mayors with relatively stronger councillors as well, who could hold their council to scrutiny to account better, certainly seem to have better performance and are able to get things done a lot better. It's also a more competitive system where councils actually compete with themselves to attract businesses and jobs and things like that.
When you say that we need to attract better candidates, does that mean paying them more?
Not necessarily. No, I wouldn't say so. I mean, certainly they don't get paid a lot at the moment, but I would say the better way to get better candidates would be to actually give councillors and mayors in particular the ability to actually make things happen and work to their mandates and to their promises they've made. They're not stifled or muzzled. They actually have the ability to get better information out of their councils, which can be incredibly difficult at times. They need to be able to, just basically tilt that playing field back in favour of the elected representatives compared to the council bureaucracies, which tend to lead them somewhat.
Nick, appreciate your time this morning. Nick Clark with the New Zealand Initiative.